Been a little while since we had an update from Quincy College President, Dr. Rick DeCristofaro, so here he is. Hey, Rick.
Hello there.
Good to see
How
you.
How are you? Great to be back, by
the
way. Great to be back. I haven't really read your book yet, though. You're going to write a book, but
it's all up here.
What a history you have. What a history. So thanks for having us over here.
You know, it's a great opportunity to let folks know what's going on at Quincy College. As I said, it's been a little while. Obviously, spring semester in full gear, but I know you're already thinking summer and fall, right?
Yeah. We are, and that's the interesting thing about higher ed. You just keep going where, when I was superintendent, people would be leaving in June, about 1,000 teachers would be leaving, and, you'd be talking with the principals or whatever, but it kind of slowed down a little bit, and you could have time to plan what are we going to do in the fall, the budget or whatever. So now it's like it just doesn't stop, but it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun, a great place. So our spring enrollment was up a bit, so it was far more, at least probably 3,100 or 3,200 students, which is really good.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm glad you brought that up, because as you know, you're well aware, small colleges are facing troubles, right?
Yeah.
There's some mergers going on, there's some closures going on right here in Quincy, Eastern Nazarene College.
I know, Eastern Nazarene. Yeah. I think Anna Maria.
Hampshire College.
In Hampshire, yeah. Yeah, and I think... what we do, I think, is we try to be very, uniquely competitive to really see what's out there for our students in the return on investment. Mm-hmm. How much time are they going to spend? How many scholarships can we offer to get them to where they need to be?
Right.
You know.
Yeah. So, but are you concerned about that trend? I would guess is a good question to ask.
That's when we talk about worried, concerned, okay, what's down the road?
Yes.
But I think the more programs that we have, that have that 1 to 2 year and then the 2 to 4 years of our baccalaureates, now you got this feeder. So it helps you to be a bit more confident about where we're headed.
Yeah.
So that's very, very helpful.
Not only that, too, but the dual enrollment program for high school students to start their college careers early, I would think, would be a pathway, right, to have students continue on.
Yeah. So the dual enrollment now, the dual enrollment is different than early college, obviously, but the dual enrollment, there's close to about 180 students at Quincy in North taking advantage of taking one course or two course.
While they're still in high school, right?
While they're still there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's helpful to us. We hope for a feeder. To a feeder. So we've had a substantial increase in the amount of students that come from Quincy and North directly to the college.
That's great.
So it's about 115 students last fall came from their graduations and came right to us, which is great. And I think what helps is things like early college, high school.
Mm-hmm.
We give scholarships for those students. They free full year, 1 year.
But can we talk a bit about the difference between dual enrollment and early college, high school?
Great point. I wish I'd known. I said, I was probably going to ask that question. But the thing is that early college, high school is for a unique demographic.
Yes.
Students that are first generation students that may be special education. But there's an economic thing too, of how much the families make. So that's one. And then dual enrollment's for others.
Gotcha.
So there's two separate. Dual enrollment, they'll probably take 1 or 2 courses. Where early college, they may take 3 or 4 courses.
I see.
That's the difference.
Yes.
And the both college credits.
Yes.
Yeah.
Folks in early college, are they more likely to kind of continue on with their higher education after high school?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because 95% of the students that are in the program at Quincy and North, 95% go to a 2 or a 4 year college.
Okay.
And then the other 5, we like to say, kids go into the service.
Yes.
Kids go into vocational areas. So it's significantly successful.
Yeah.
Is really what it is, and that's what keeps us really excited. What we're doing for not only our students, but also for their families, because what they do when they do early college, mm-hmm. The numbers in early college, I'll get for you, but the numbers in early college represent the number of students, the number of credits they bring. So some students will bring 30 credits to their freshman year.
So they go right to
a sophomore year,
yeah.
But the great thing is the amount of tuition that their families are saving. So we would say that over just a little bit over $2 million,
wow.
Quincy families have saved in college tuition. So that drives the bus too. It's such a great thing for Quincy kids. Yeah.
And that's really the core of Quincy College's mission from its inception, right?
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. It's funny because since 1958, I wasn't there then. but 1958 to kind of 61, they really got their start, you know, and then after that, 61 to 93 was the under the school committee, which is really where we got the municipal kind of moniker, you know. And then after 93, it's been the Board of Governors have driven that. But you're correct. The mission really has never changed. And I think if we try to get as many alumni to ask them, you know, what was Quincy College then, and then have the students now, and it's remarkable the attributes, the characteristics that they share that are so much alike.
Yes.
And that just says that it really is built for Quincy. It's built for so many, you know. I mean, we've expanded.
Oh, sure.
You know, down to southeastern Mass and down towards the Cape. We're doing a lot of those things.
There's a Plymouth campus now with their
Plymouth campus.
Right?
Yeah. But the bottom line is that again, you know, well over say 40% of our students are Quincy residents. And that's what's missing too. I mean, that's the early college, summer academy, you know, our accelerated program where we have 38 students really in their second year now of going to attain a diploma as well as an associate's degree.
Yes.
So 38 students. Now, that's rigorous. That's rigorous. So those students, we go through an interview process with their families. You know, because we need to know that there's support, not only at school where we know there's support, but also the family that's going to say, hey, you know what, this student may not be playing as much basketball or playing much football. We do build for that, you know, around their schedule.
I see. Okay.
So they can have activities,
too. We want them to succeed.
Yeah. So you know, there's a lot of different pieces of the pie here, you know, that students can really take advantage of that helps them, of course, but also helps the families in the city.
And that's different, I think, than some of the larger, you know, institutions of higher education. They don't kind of consider the whole student, right?
Right, and that's where we're so fortunate because, you know, I mean, there are times I wish our numbers were so much higher.
Well, of course, yeah.
But the bottom line is that what we're doing now is really exactly where it should be.
Yeah.
We can give those resources, even in the budget, as we do the budget. We met this morning for a while, and I keep coming back to academic support. How can we help our students feel better, more confident about some of the courses that they have to take? And you get into a physics course, you know, there are students that say, oh, I don't know. So we're looking at academic coaches and increased tutoring by department rather than saying, oh, you're a tutor for everything. You know, getting the experts in the field, you know, to help our students. So that's where we'd like to expand to.
Yeah, that's your niche. That's your
yeah.
niche, right?
Yeah, and the other thing, Joe, with workforce development, I mean, you know, I would say since 2021, well over 1,000 Quincy residents have been trained in areas of healthcare or information technology or business. So all of these great little pieces that really make lives better.
Yeah, and work ready right out of college, especially here in Massachusetts, for those industries, healthcare, biotech, are probably the two leading
biotech,
fields.
Same thing,
right,
And we work with Mass Hire, you know. So we work with them, and they help what is called Section 30, which is the unemployment. So you get extended unemployment benefits if you're taking a course or being trained in something. So we have a lot of Mass Hire placements with us, and which really helps. And they're all Quincy residents,
which is great.
Community Development Block Grant, you know, such a great partnership with planning that there's hundreds of people, Quincy residents in again going to healthcare, hospitality, computers, all these different areas that they get trained, and Community Development Block Grant funding pays for them, and they're all Quincy residents.
Great.
Yeah.
Dual enrollment is not just in Quincy, right, Rick?
No, dual enrollment.
Really
we have 31 partners. In dual enrollment, we're doing really great. You know, the latest is really Cape Cod. I mean, down
is
to
that
Chatham.
Nice? Wow.
Yeah, because it's really our modality. It's how we do this.
Yeah.
You know, there are colleges that have the ability to do it, maybe that don't have the thirst to do it. They don't have the drive to do it. Maybe it's not as important to them, but it's really important to us and the students we serve. But when we do these things, when we talk about going down to Chatham, you know, going down to, you know, Oliver Ames, you know, and going down to Mansfield, Medfield, you know, going to these places, we're really talking so much to these administrators and students. I mean, I go to all of these schools, and we just talk to the students briefly to make sure that the guidance people know who we are and what we offer, the assistant principal, the superintendent. You know, so we're branding as well as doing some great things for students.
How does that work logistically, though? I mean, a student in the Chatham Public Schools, how are they doing enrolled in
but
Quincy
see,
College?
That's the modality part. Yeah. Because it started out as a modality of if Joe wants to take a course at Quincy College, he would have to leave his high school.
Yeah.
Now, Quincy North, it's a piece of cake.
Right.
But other schools, they would have to get on a bus, drive to Quincy, or other, you know, a community college. I don't like to talk too many about them, but, you know, or go there. What the community college would say is, you come to us.
Yes.
We're not going to come to you.
Right.
What we say is, we'll work. Our department head of math will work with your department head of math and make sure that the syllabus is rigorous enough to say that they get college credit.
Yeah.
So once they agree on that, now the students have their own teacher in their own high school. We bring them to the college three or four times a year.
Oh, you do.
And
okay.
They go into our classes.
Okay.
You know, so they get a feel for it. But the modality is the key because you're right. Otherwise, you're just dealing, you know, with people that are right around you. But if you've ever been to a high school and seen what happens when schedules come out, you realize that to say to Quincy High School or North Quincy High School here, you know, you have five times a week you'll be coming to a college, and then when they get back. What is the educator going to say? The teacher's going to say, okay, where's your homework from last night? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, or you missed class yesterday, you missed a test yesterday.
Right.
So it all that sort of kind of things that it make a program not all that successful are in that modality.
Or sustainable, right?
That's why we have so many students. I mean, you know, I would suggest over 600 students that we have in dual enrollment. Yeah, and it's grown, you know, exponentially, but it's because I think they understand our relationship with them and their students.
And are scholarships also available for dual enrollment?
No, not as
not
much,
right now.
No.
Okay.
They can do pathways, like dual enrollment, you can do CVT pathways, like early childhood education, criminal justice, IT, and there's one more I'm not going to think of right now. But we give college credits to those students.
Okay.
You know, so that's their kind of form of scholarships.
Yep.
But then we give our own scholarships. If you're early college high school, you can come to Quincy College for first full year, two semesters, free.
Oh, all right.
All right.
Okay.
If you're a North Quincy grad,
yep.
You can come whether you are early college or dual enrollment or whatever, and you can come for a semester. Free.
Wow, okay.
So we're just trying to, and again, uniquely competitive.
Yes.
Trying to make sure that we can do what they do, you know? Not to the same extent.
You have to say that, you're the president.
I know, but the interesting thing is we look at our enrollment, and we look at all these dual enrollment high schools, and we say, okay, oh, so we're getting, you know, say 15 students from a high school that we never could ever get unless we had this outreach to them.
Yeah. It's really, again, goes to the core mission of a community college.
Yeah, it really is, yeah. And we say that, but then we also know that it's for Quincy, you know. And as long as our students, again, a little over 40% of our students are from Quincy.
Yep.
And then also residents that are being trained, like, this, you know, residents that may be unemployed or come back for their GED,
okay.
You know,
yep.
ESOL help, support, all supported by Department of Elementary Secondary Education, supported by CDG, by the Planning Department right here, you know. So there's a tremendous advantage for Quincy residents to come to Quincy College.
Sure. In addition to the three baccalaureate programs, right?
Yeah,
which is
we got psychology,
yeah.
we got business, and computer science,
yeah.
and then we just just added a Bachelor of Science in Nursing.
Oh.
So that'll be, that's we're recruiting now. Okay. For that, that'll start in the summer, this summer,
wow.
actually, which okay. is approaching. But yeah, so we have everything done and ready for that. We got approval from the New England Council of Higher Education, NECHE.
Yes.
So that's full speed ahead. That's a pretty cool program for, again, we have practical nurses, mm. we have CNA, mm-hmm. then practical nurses, then RN,
yep.
and then the BSN students. So we have this, again, pathway, just like we do with early college,
yeah.
there's a pathway to where you want to go, where
right.
you want to be.
Yeah, yeah, and that's now, as you're done with the state, that's been recognized by the state now. So.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so.
And again, creditors, I mean, this week we had yep. Surgical Tech Initiative Program, which is a great program. Accreditors come, they stay over at the Marriott, which is not a bad gig.
That's okay.
Yeah, I said, can I get a room? They said no. So accreditors for Surge Tech, we had accreditors for our nursing program, and accreditors for, we got ACN, and for the Rad Tech,
Radiology Tech. Yep.
And they're just busting, really. We're trying to say to our accreditors, we have so many more students mm. that want to come into this program, they're done with the prerequisites, mm-hmm. you know, please let's open the door. And they say, no, you need to prove that your students are passing the state test.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
it's a national test, actually.
Sure.
Before we allow you to have more students. But in the meantime, you know, from a tuition, from a revenue standpoint, it's like, hey, we're ready.
Mm.
We have the staff, we have a beautiful facility mm-hmm. over there mm-hmm. That we built. And so we'd love to have more students come in, but they say, no, you know, we'll tell you when.
Oh, all
you know,
right.
Which is
okay.
Too bad.
All right. Any sense for when that might happen? How long? That
yeah,
might take?
I think yeah. I think at the end of this year.
Oh, all right.
And when we get into 27, I think we'll be able to increase our students in radiology technician and surgical tech.
Okay.
Both really. There's a real need.
So now would be a good time actually to start getting the prerequisites under your belt. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, and then the same with occupational therapy. We can't start until 27 because the accreditors say, you know, you need to have a certain amount of administration to build the program.
I see.
You know, so so we do that and we just bide our time. But yeah. Time is, you know, we don't want too much time to go by.
It's graduation season.
Yeah.
What's happening for commencement at Quincy College?
Commencement
this year?
May 27th.
Okay.
We've committed to having it at the Marriott. But we just didn't want to, you know, Mother Nature can be, you know,
questionable.
Thank
in
you
the
so
springtime.
Much. That's a good word.
Yeah.
You know, but the school system, the mayor was really great when we had it at the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was terrific. But there's just this thing about what if, you know. So we decided we'll have it at the Marriott. So it's May 27th. Lauren Jones, who's the in the cabinet, the governor's cabinet for workforce development, economic development. Mm. She'll be our commencement speaker.
Okay.
She's excellent. I've heard her speak before.
Oh, very good.
So it'll all be about, for our students, all about workforce, for the mission, all about workforce,
yes.
you know.
Yeah.
So that'll be it. So we probably have about 400, a little over 400 graduates, which is really great.
Excellent.
Now we're hoping everyone fits into that.
Yes.
You know, but I think, you know, for that 400 from the fall, graduates and the spring graduates. I'm just very, very proud of each and every one of them.
Yeah, and just a reminder for folks, they can watch the commencement live right here on mm-hmm. QATV.
Awesome.
Yes.
QAT is everywhere. We love them. Yeah, you know, we love them.
We do our best.
Yeah, no, but it helps again, you know, not only for you know, obviously for the access TV, it's great, and you guys are incredibly professional, but it also helps brand not just the college, but it helps with so many other aspects of the city that really probably get no, really, you know, it's like, oh, who are they? What do they do?
Well, there are new people arriving at Quincy all the time that yeah. might not be aware that there
That's
is
right.
a Quincy College, right?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, the city's kind of, you know, I think the great thing about this city is that people come in and just fit. You know what I mean? Mm. They know, they once they get to know the city, they know where to go, what to do, and the city's really in a great place.
The mayor, as you know, wants to buy the former Eastern Nazarene College, and perhaps Quincy College could play a role if that actually comes to fruition.
Yeah, well, I'd love that, you know. And the mayor has talked with me about certain things there, and I think it would be terrific. I don't know the academic piece. I'm not certain on in any way.
Okay.
But certainly the athletic piece,
right.
Could fit there.
Yeah.
And I would love that, and we'll see what happens over time. But he's tremendous to work with, and he loves the college, and he'll take care of the college, but. That community right there is really very, very important as well. So I'm sure he's got a lot on his plate mm-hmm. as far as making sure that that property goes to the best use for the city, also the neighborhood, and the college
sure.
would be helpful too.
How is the facility at the Plymouth campus, Rick? I've never been, quite honestly, so I
yeah,
don't
know.
Yeah,
it's at Cordage Park.
Yeah.
And in fact, we were there yesterday. We have a Spring Fest going on now. In Quincy, but you also have it at Plymouth as well.
All right.
And it's an old sort of factory
okay.
sort of thing, but it's really beautiful. And we've had, in Plymouth, it varies. The enrollment varies. So right now it's probably about 260 students,
okay.
which is fine. Our physical therapy is there. Our nursing is there. We have an EL component now down there as well. And then in any course that they may want to take.
Yeah.
But it's a really nice facility. It's classrooms,
okay.
But there's three labs. The nursing labs are unbelievable. Three or four computer labs, classrooms, anatomy and physiology lab, chemistry lab. But it's just the right size for us now.
Yeah.
It was much bigger at one time. And we hope to get there again. But the space we have is really, it's excellent space. We have a welcome center here in Quincy,
mm-hmm.
That has, all the admission, the financial aid, the student success, the advisors, everyone is there. And we're trying very hard to replicate that in Plymouth. With the amount of students, though, you can't have too much support there. So we're always trying to balance
yeah.
what's best for the students down there.
Yeah, are there athletics offered in Plymouth as well?
They're not.
No.
The Plymouth students can obviously, they have their own clubs and all that
I see,
sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But the students in Plymouth will play for our basketball.
The Granite, right? Yeah.
Yep, basketball and baseball. And, Doug's doing a great job in athletics.
Yep.
We got... looking forward to a women's basketball team.
Oh, really?
For a first, down there. And it may not be the first. I got to be careful. College has been around a while.
But, yeah.
But I would say that right now he's recruited at least 11 women to be on the women's basketball.
Okay.
The men's basketball is doing tremendous. They just missed 2 years in a row to go to the Nationals. They lost just in overtime 1 year and then by 2 points another one. But great kids, great students, too. Great students,
yeah.
great program. Doug built a great program, So we have that. We're going to have men's soccer. So you got men's soccer. You got golf. We'll have golf. Do you golf?
I do not.
Oh, no. Me either. No patience. So, so you got golf. You got women's basketball, men's basketball, of course. And then the hockey. And the hockey's building. Hockey went down to the Nationals
yes.
down in Florida and did a nice job and represented – the college well. But the great thing about that was that when they went down, there so many of the parents went with them.
Sure.
So it was kind of a real family event as well. But I think we're building. That hockey program is going to really be, I think they'll win a lot more games next year and do very, very well.
So. Excellent.
Yeah.
I was looking at your summer schedule actually just this morning and a lot of online offerings this year.
Yeah. A lot of online. And online's are great, but in person far better, But that's really what the demographic wants. That's what the clients want. They want to be able to work during the day and at night get on online or whatever, because a lot of it
they can be non-traditional, right? They can be older folks.
Yeah, that's right.
Starting up again,
that's right. Yeah, I mean, most of our students right now are between that kind of 40 and let's do it this way, between 30 and 40 years old.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the it's so interesting because
wow, that is interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was the 18 to 24 is a block that's a pretty solid block.
Sure.
But then it dies down a little bit. But
yeah.
I think what happens between, really after 25, I think, there are certain, people that say, I think I know what I want.
Finally figured out what I want to do when I grow up, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm still trying to figure it out, but I'll get there, you know. But I think that the great thing is that they know what they want to do. So when they come to the college, they know their pathway. Mm-hmm. Oh, here's where I'm headed. So what are the prereqs? So what do I have to do? You know, so the more we can do online is really helpful, very helpful to the students. But I think most students would rather, if they could, be on campus with an instructor, you know, because I think you can build a relationship far quicker.
Certainly.
You know.
Oh, completely different experience.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I think it would be more difficult. And more difficult to teach, too, by the way.
I would think. Right? Yeah. You know, virtual teaching, as opposed to in-person teaching. So it sounds like there's a lot going on. It's a very busy
place.
There's
a lot going on. Yes. It is very busy, and we're just, the students that come there are very special because of what we just talked about, that they know pretty much their aspirations. They know their dreams. They know how it's going to affect their family.
Yes.
You know, many are parents, you know, not necessarily single parents, but they mm-hmm. certainly could be.
Mm-hmm.
But this college, you know, understands and adapts to so many of the student needs, where they are in life right now, you know, and making sure they get what they really want for their future. So it's a pleasure in so many ways, but it is incredibly, incredibly busy.
I bet. Yeah.
Love it.
We haven't even talked about the previous partnership with the Jewish Vocational Services in Boston.
Yeah, right? JVS is still going strong.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, we do very, very well in there. We're negotiating now with them for another 2 years or whatever. So we're talking about different things, and but they've I think the partnership is going strong because we both understand what our mission is.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
But there's so many more things we could do, like an advisory board with all the hospitals in the South End, and you know how we can get them more involved and say, okay, what really do you need?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you need more CNAs? You know, you're looking for RNs. Everyone's looking for RNs.
It's a big growing field
PNs,
still.
You know, so can we go to you and have classes where you are? And you know, so there's just a lot of opportunity. It really is exciting.
Well, you want to be able to teach things that people need, right?
Exactly.
To get a job.
And but that's what makes education so wonderful.
Yeah.
And that's why sometimes we have a great liberal arts program. But I think some of the colleges that are seeing or feeling less enrollment among liberal art generated because I think most people know this is what I need to do.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of time. It's like a 3-year baccalaureate. We may be looking at a 3-year baccalaureate.
Really?
Moving forward. We could look at our business and say, okay, how do we make it 3 years rather than 4?
Wow.
And that's in a lot of places around
the country.
If you're
30 years old, that can be very attractive.
Imagine that?
Yeah.
Boom, boom. Yeah, no, it's really... that's what I mean by opportunities.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll be looking at those opportunities to continue to be uniquely competitive.
Okay, QuincyCollege.edu, best place to get your first introduction, right on the website.
Yeah, yeah. And no, we're doing good, and I appreciate this time.
No, it's our pleasure.
Know?
Yeah.
And anyone that's watching Quincy residents, just they can contact me at the college.
Okay.
No problem at all. I'll get right back to them and get them cooking on wherever they want to go in life.
Great. Do we hit all your topics, Rick? Want to
Let
make
me
sure?
check.
Yeah, check, well, your,
show
check
the,
your notes.
Show here, yeah,
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 it's
here,
just
here.
Not a test here. Yeah. We want to make sure.
No, I think we did very well.
Okay, good.
So it was your questions that helped me, so thank you.
Oh, good.
No, one more.
Yes, see?
thank you. April 8th, we had the Quintessential Award, and you were there. The cable was right there.
Yes.
But it was for the mayor. And you talk about well-deserved, you know, and I talked about the mayor being an education mayor. And he really, the schools that he's built, not he wouldn't take any credit for anything. But, you know, while he has been mayor, what education is meant to him in this city has been absolutely extraordinary. So we gave him that award, which was great. And, you know, Kara Bobroff, who is our institutional development person, really did a great job. Our Quincy College Foundation, mm-hmm. which has been now 2 years, mm-hmm. really spearheaded the event, and we raised a little bit over $300,000 for scholarships for our students. So
that's fantastic.
A brighter future for them. Hard work,
sure.
Not for me necessarily, but for others, a lot of work. But once you see what it does to our kids and how students and how thankful they are, say, hey,
that's why we're doing this,
right? That's why we're here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of the foundation, folks can make a donation anytime, right?
Yes. Yes, yeah. And on our website, too, yeah, you can give. But really has come a long way. And to have that amount of money. And people like Dan Quirk, you know, just extraordinary. Absolutely
excellent.
Extraordinary. Rob Hale, Karen Hale. People that are just willing to give and not ask mm-hmm. for anything from our college, but are willing to help. So it's
excellent.
Great to have people like that around. Yeah.
Good. Is that everything?
All right. That's it.
Okay.
I'm done. But I thank you for having
You're
me
welcome.
Over and for touching base again.
Yes.
And we'll do it again whenever you want. You know, in the fall maybe.
That sounds good. Sure.
Yeah, either like right away in September or whatever's good for you in your schedule.
All
I'll
right.
be here.
I look forward to that.
My
Thanks.
Pleasure.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, Ked.
Thanks for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano, and we'll see you next time.